of the arts can be reconciled. This is the great lesson that Adam's architecture holds. Would that speculators and architects today could achieve similar success with such panache.
The essay was written and read by Dan Cruikshank and produced by Mohini Patel, and you can download all the episodes from the Georgian Portraits series of the essay from the Radio 3 website. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock this Friday night, and now Lopakatari with World on 3. Thank you.
soma soma anyango soma soma anyango politin politin soma soma nyatini politin politin anyango soma soma rapulo politin dakiso anyango soma soma anyango politin politin anyango soma soma nyatini politin politin anyango soma soma rapulo politin dakiso anyango politin dakiso 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 anyango soma soma.
And Anyango Poditin and Susanna Owio from an On the Road session that she did with Lucy Duran and the BBC Radio 3 World Music team for World Roots back in 2009 when they travelled around Kenya, recording rain music from drought-hit parts of the country and met up with the Maasai, who sang songs about the dangers of cattle raiding. Hello, I'm Lopa Kotari, and tonight on World on 3, aside from starting off with a dip into the BBC Radio 3 World Music Archive, it's all about the new. New releases, newcomers on the music scene, such as my guest in session, Kenya's Maya Von Lekko, in whose honour I played that opening number. And of course, this week's new entrant from BBC Introducing. Even the golden oldies I'm playing tonight have been spruced up and given a new coat, so to speak. So get your travel boots on and let's see how many countries we can visit in the next 2 hours. So from Kenya, we leap across the vast landmass of Africa to the west and Mali. And I've got a double header of two relative new kids on the block. Songhai Blues, the young desert blues band who fled their homes in Timbuktu when Islamist militants took it over in 2013. They took refuge in the capital, Bamako, where they could continue to play music. And that's followed by Kounbé, a meeting of three Frenchmen, the Livonnais brothers, with three Malians, all with great music lineages. So here's Songhai Blues and Wayé.
Bani, waina kangai waye, aine wanda bani, kurumanda uza waye wanda bani, waye wanda waye wanda waye wanda bani, waye wanda waye wanda waye wanda bani, waina unai waye, aine wanda bani, waina kangai waye, aine wanda bani, kurumanda uza waye wanda bani, waye wanda waye wanda waye wanda bani. Data sunga ina waye niko kati na ijenga bambu waye niko kati aringa kundi waye niko kati waye wanda waye wanda waye wanda bani waye wanda waye wanda waye wanda bani. We wanda, we wanda, we wanda bani. We want the bunny. We want the bunny.
Thank you. farakaba o mana farakaba ndunia pare bibila lila alla kan kisi wulo kisi ama wulo kisi ama ni mogo wulo ni ndunare tifile kaba o mana file kaba ndunia mana bibila lila
Voice there of Montaga Diabate, ex-Super Rail band de Bamako, and Folie, one of the tracks on Bamako Groove, the debut album from Kumbe, a French-Malian collaboration. Now, there's something intimate and indefinable when family members create music together. It's like a hidden dimension. Well, over the last few decades, Iranian composer Jamshid Shimrani has been working closely with his sons, Kevan and Bijan, on music, the dialogue between music, rhythm and poetry. And the result is Dawar. As it alludes to on the CD cover, this music is the music of an invisible language. And this track, Shikasti, is what I would call percussive patter. Thank you.
Betty Julie, rubias de New York. Cabecitas adoradas que vienen del amor, dan envidia a las estrellas, yo no sé vivir sin ella. Mary, Peggy, Betty Julie, de la vio ser peor. Es como el cristal, la risa loca de Julie. Es como el cantar de un manantial. Turba mi soñar el dulce hechizo de Peggy. Su mirar azul, hondo como el mar. Deliciosas criaturas perfumadas, quiero el beso de sus boquitas pintadas, frágiles muñecas del olvido y del placer, ríe su alegría como un cascabel, rubio cóctel que emborracha, así es Mary. Tu melena que es de plata quiero para mí. Si el amor que me ofrecía solo dura un breve día, tiene el fuego de una brasa tu pasión, Peggy. Es como el cristal, la risa loca de Julie. Es como el cantar de un manantial. A mi soñar el dulce hechizo de Peggy, su mirar azul, hondo como el mar, deliciosas criaturas perfumadas, quiero el beso de sus boquitas pintadas, frágiles muñecas del olvido y del placer, ríe su alegría como un cascabel.
Ah, spot the golden oldie there. Carlos Gardel, a man who became the voice of tango. That was Rubias de New York, recorded in 1934, one of 27 classic Gardel tracks on the Rough Guide to Tango Legends. And I'm going to play, dare I say it, the ultimate classic tango, which is also on that album later on in the programme. You're listening to Lopakotari here on BBC Radio 3. And here with me tonight, up close and personal in the tiny little studio on the third floor of Broadcasting House, is Maya von Lerko, Kenyan singer in London. And before we get chatting, she's going to sing us a song, and it's called Jikomboe.
Mapenzi yako yalini changamsha. Nilikuiwa kila pigo liloimba. Miti na chunga, miale ya chua, mawingu ya kienda juu. Jikomboe, jirudishe, fiki ya mbingu. Tena, mapenzi ya yafai, kuumiza. Mapenzi ya yafai, kuumiza. Hasira ya mapenzi ilipazua moyo wangu. Uchungu wa mapenzi uliua roho yangu. Mimi na vitonda vyangu kwenye kio. Maadili yangu yamevunjwa. Jikomboe, jirudishe, fikia mbingu tena. Mapenzi hayafai kuumiza. Mapenzi hayafai kuumiza. Mapenzi si rahisi, mapenzi ni mtiririko. Mapenzi lazima ikue. Mapenzi si rahisi, mapenzi ni mtiririko. Mapenzi lazima ikue. Jikomboe, para ya tu pere kere kere. Jikomboe, para y duridum bambe bambale. Giro dice yeah yeah yeah. Sala bu pala te go pai, sala tu pala te go lo, sala tu pala ke tu bira palo to. Sala tu pala te bo ma, sala tu pala te de, sala tu pala te palido pala to.
Maya, how absolutely delightful. Did I pronounce that song right, Chicken Boy?
You did perfectly.
And it's one that you wrote. Hang on, I just have to move the screen away. I can't see you at all.
I can move this way.
Wonderful. You wrote that song, did you?
Did.
And it's in Swahili, or is it just... there's a lot of scatting going on in there?
There's a little bit of scatting, and then it's in Swahili, yeah.
Now, I did introduce you as a Kenyan singer. Well, you're part Kenyan, and you didn't. Did you grow up in Kenya?
I did. I grew up in Kenya. Yeah.
But you've lived many other places, and now you've returned to your homeland.
Exactly, returned back to the motherland. I was born in Nairobi, and then left when I think I was about 16, 17. Was away for many years, and then came back. Been back the last ten years.
So, would you consider Swahili your mother tongue?
No. My mum's German Italian and my dad's Kenyan. And I mean, growing up with my mum, my dad left when I was very young, but growing up with my mum, it was mostly English that we spoke.
So what's it been like moving back to Kenya?
I think it's actually a really wonderful time to be back in Kenya because there is just a new wave, a new movement of creativity, mentality, change, and it's just a really exciting time to be back. Some really interesting things going on.
So I assume you've still got quite a big family back in Nairobi.
I do. Spread around Kenya, actually, especially from my dad's side. There's many branches.
Has it been much of a readjustment, a sort of a cultural change for you at all? Or?
No, not at all. No, because that's what I was used to, you know.
So you studied music, is that right?
No, never studied. Self-taught guitar player and vocals.
So where does this love of music come from? Where did it spring from?
My father is a musician, and I think, of course, it's in the blood. And I think what made it even stronger was that he was not around growing up. So what was really interesting was, you know, I'd always hear about him, a third party or, you know, so I think he started becoming my idol. And then from there, I really wanted to know more about him, wanted to know more about the music that he used to do. And everyone was like, oh, can you sing like your father? Can you sing like your father? And I think then it just began there, yeah.
So was it when you moved back to Kenya that your music became, in a sense, your profession, the path that you'd chosen?
Mm. I think professionally, full-time, yes. Before that, you know, there was always dabbling here, playing in a jazz band here or in a something band here. But when I moved back, I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
And in fact, what you're doing tonight, which is just you and guitar, is quite unusual. I've seen that, reading up on your band, I mean, you have a six-piece jazz band that you play with in Kenya.
Yeah, not necessarily jazz, but six-piece band, yeah.
must feel quite liberating to be just yourself.
Yeah, it's nice. And actually, because I've never really been confident enough to play the guitar myself, but through a lot of great words from my husband who's sitting next to me
and welcome Chris
and just trying to play because it does make so much sense. And
so what little bit of sense are you going to play for us now?
I wanted to try and play you a song called I'll say Okoapi. Let's do Okoapi. Okoapi was written in 1998. There was a US bomb attack in Nairobi, and so this song was written at that time, or for that time, and it was about a daughter who was trying to find her mother in the debris, amongst the debris. And Okoapi in Kiswahili means, where are you? ¶¶ Nili usikia mulipuko wa wimbi na uhai ulirejea barabarani. Mvua ya kioo ilinyesha ikaku kusomba. Ay 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 ay. Nilisikia mulipuko wa wimbi na auhai ulirejea barabarani. Vua ya kio ilinyesha ikaku kusomba. Ay 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 ay. Umepotea wapi? Mama, uko wapi? Rudi kwangu.
Maya, thank you. That was absolutely lovely. More from Maya von Lecco in just over a quarter of an hour. But, you know, given that Maya is obviously a woman of today and that universal truths must be heard, Maya, I'm going to play this next track, not just for you, but for all glorious women out there in the world. It essentially has one great line running through it. And what a line. But I'm going to let the singer Ayun Sule sing it to us.
What a man can do, we can do more better. What a man can do, we can do more better.
What a man can do, woman can do more better. What a man can do, woman can do more better.
What a man can do, woman can do more better. What a man can do, woman can do more better.
What a man can do. can do.
Yes.
If you give the opportunity, why can I do it more better? My sister can do.
Come on.
Your sister too can do.
Ooh.
If you give the opportunity, why can I do it more better?
Ghana's Ayun Sule on the Kologo, the two-stringed lute, followed by experimental Finnish accordion player Antti Palonen and Angus from his album Maluta. Now, next stop is Venezuela and then on to Mexico via Germany. Musically, I think it makes sense. So get ready for a Serenata Guayanesa and El Sapo, the toad. Serenata Guayanesa from the Guayana region of Venezuela started playing together for friends, family and, of course, sweethearts from the time they were all at school together. And so they earned a reputation as master serenaders and found their name. I'm going to play the toad as it so embodies what they stand for, that their music is for everyone, kids right through to the oldies.
Estaba pariendo y el sapo estaba mirando. Cuando la zapa pujaba, el sapo se iba esponjando.
Cuando la zapa pujaba, el sapo se iba esponjando.
Sapo,
vete de aquí.
Sapo,
ponte para allá.
Sapo,
vete de aquí.
Sapo,
ponte para allá.
Sapotilín, 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 sapotilín.
Vino pariendo a punto de la madrugada.
La zapa vino pariendo a punto de la madrugada.
Y los sapitos contentos se pusieron a bailar.
Y los sapitos contentos se pusieron a bailar.
Sapo,
vente de aquí.
Sapo,
ponte pa' allá.
Sapo,
vente de aquí.
Sapo,
ponte pa' allá.
Sapotilín, 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 sapotilín.
Vino pariendo cerca la cruz del perdón.
Zapa, 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 zapa. La zapa vino pariendo cerca la cruz del perdón.
Y el sapo lo celebraba con su botella de ron.
Y el sapo lo celebraba con su botella de ron.
Sapo,
vente de aquí.
Sapo,
ponte pa' allá.
Sapo,
vente de aquí.
Sapo,
ponte pa' allá.
Strong will, you can get so far. Do you think you decided to be who you are? To change a little branch on your decision tree, and you could see how different your life would be. One has a mother who really cares, another has a father who really scares. Think of all the little girls and boys, and please tell me where is the choice? What about the people who we blame? Don't you think they just have a bad role in the game? You can judge nobody for anything, cause you can't imagine being somebody else. The older I get, the more I see.
Just the witness of our biography.
I know it sounds strange, but we are not free.
Just the witness of our biography.
The deeper you get, the more you see.
We're just the witness of our biography.
We're just a witness of our biography.
Thank you.
they don't mean that. I think we need the illusion to stand up again. The older I get, the more I see.
Just the witness of autobiography.
I know it sounds strange, but we are not free.
Just the witness of autobiography.
The deeper you get, the more you see.
Just the witness of autobiography.
We're just the witness of autobiography.
And Mariachi Los Camperos, the Nati Cano, from an album exploring Mexico's musical history and at the same time paying homage to Grammy Award-winning bandleader Navidad Nati Cano, who passed away last year during the recording of that album. And the bridge between Venezuela and Mexico was a bit of global swing from German band Boca Jara, music college buddies who found themselves sharing not just classes, but also the same music language. Well, it's time to get back to my guest tonight, Maya von Lecko. But before she strikes up another tune, I'm going to find out what piece she's brought in as her heritage track. Now, this is a piece of music that has come to be something truly special to our guests. And one of the things that I particularly love about it is that it's often a window into the music that we may not have otherwise heard. So, Maya, what have you brought in with you?
So I have brought in, my heritage track is my father, Sal Davis, who back in the 60s was a very well-known kind of funk musician. And this is one of his tracks called Makini.
Well, let's hear it. Ah, that must have been a song that he wrote when he dreamed of having a daughter such as you, Maya.
Yes, maybe.
Before you sing your next tune, I was just going to ask you, you were saying that getting to know more about your dad and the fact that he was this great singer brought you back into considering yourself a musician. But have you sung with your dad? Is he still singing?
For the last year, he hasn't sung. A few years ago, we did a gig together because everyone was asking me, you know, when is your father coming back to perform and why don't you do something together? So that was really interesting. And it was interesting for me to actually see how he, you know, works with musicians and rehearsals. And it was really, really great fun. And I think what was nice is that you're bringing these two generations together, you know, because there was a lot of his old fans and then a lot of people who come to my gigs. So it was a really nice balance of audience. Yeah.
So what song are you going to play to follow on from your dad's tune?
So I think I'm going to play a song called Power. And Power I had written because, the chorus goes, Power ni ile na control fikra zako. And that's just, you know, the power is what controls our imagination. And I think the reason for this song was because I think in a lot of African countries you have the political system that deliberately keeps people where they are, be that, you know, uneducated or in areas where it benefits them. So anyway, so this track is called Power. And it goes like this. Nyavu zitakushika sisi sote mifupa ya mashine inatetemeka juu ya kuchoka, juu ya kuchoka chini ya msukumo. Power ni ile, power ni ile ina control fikra zako. Power ni ile, power ni ile ina control fikra zako. Mara nipenda, mara nipendi, mara nitema, nyavu yake, nyavu yake. Si, ni chambo tunaelekea, mtegoni tunaelekea, mtegoni. Power ni ile, power ni ile ina control fikra zako. Power ni ile, power ni ile ina control fikra zako. Mara nipenda, mara nipendi, fikra zako. Power ni ile ina control fikra zako. Power ni ile ina control fikra zako.
Power, power, Maya. Is that spelt P-O-W-E-R?
It's actually, we have it spelled P-A-W-A, but that's just a slang version of power. Yeah, P-O-W-E-R, but power.
Power, yeah. Power.
Yeah.
Tell me, Maya, what are you doing in London? What's brought you here?
Africa Utopia Festival, where we played today. That is initially what brought us here. And then through that, then, you know, playing several other gigs whilst we're here.
But I am... talking to you in between, you know, some of the music we've been playing tonight, mm-hmm. I am shocked and stunned that it's your first time to London. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are so well travelled. I can't believe you've not been here before.
Nope, first time.
Wow. So, what are your first impressions of our glorious city?
I love it. I really do love it. The one thing that I think has been really interesting for me is going to, you know, European cities where it's predominantly white, or going to African cities where it's predominantly black. This London is just a mishmash, mixed pot of stew where you don't feel judged, you don't feel out of place. And really, I think that's one thing that I find actually extremely beautiful, where you can just walk down the street and it's just like, wow, there's people from everywhere, you know.
Yeah, we get the thumbs up from Maya.
Yeah.
What's the music scene? You live in Nairobi, is that mm-hmm. right? What's the music scene like there?
It's really interesting and it's really growing. I think what's been quite interesting is over the years, like in the 60s, like for my dad's time, live music was huge. And I think at that point, you know, there was a lot of music, especially on the coast of Mombasa. A lot of the tapes that were coming from the States came there first. So a lot of like the James Browns and the Sammy Davis Jr. and all of that, they came through that area. And that's when the whole kind of funk started and seeped from the coastal area where a lot of those musicians were born, yeah, into inland. And so 60s was really happening. 70s, the beginning of 70s was happening. And then there was just a president in power at that time, and live music just completely died. So I think it's really like now, okay, maybe not now, but the last 10 years, it's been growing. And I think just people's interest in trying to know their roots and trying to then fuse that with the now, it's a really fascinating time to be in.
And is live music part of that revival?
Yeah, I think there's really a lot of young bands who are doing some really, really great stuff. And I think, I think the appreciation after colonialism, the appreciation of the music that you have, rather than just trying to aspire to sound like someone from outside, it's really now that that's happening, and there's a new pride and there's a new mentality, and it's a really, really, really great time to be.
Well, you know, from the songs you've sung this evening so far, or they all seem to have a message, or at least that you are undoubtedly somebody who observes the world and has an opinion and wants to make your voice heard. I mean, are you consciously sort of political, or sort of, you know, trying to make a stand for the injustices that you see?
No. I wouldn't say consciously. I would say, you know, if I see something, or at that time there's something that's been spoken about that I do feel very strongly about, then I will write. But you know, I mean, there's a lot of songs that I sing about love and about whatever personal introspection or whatever it may be. So I don't think I would say consciously, but I'd say that, yes, there's some songs that have a stronger message than others.
So the last song you're going to sing for us... Mm-hmm. Is that going to be one of your love songs?
No.
All right, so it's another politically motivated song.
I have English love songs, but we'll keep it to Swahili for today.
Yeah. So, what are you going to sing, Maya?
So I'm going to sing a song called Shatimbea, which means I have walked.
Shatembea kwa muda, kinwa cha kauka, jua la choma, mwangaza ni kali, kwa umbali, na kuona, kwa umbali, na kuona, dalalala yodobari. Da 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 yo dumbari, da la 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 yo dumbari, da la 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 yo dumbari. Bara bara ka wonderful, mabaya na mazuri yalipita. Toto zangu zanifikia, fikia, zanifikia, fikia. Sanifikia tulivu, mawingu ndio amani yangu, yapita, yapita juu yangu. Mawazo, chozi kakauka macho ni mwangu. Fuko kajawa na mawazo, chozi kakauka macho ni mwangu. Fuko kajawa na mawazo, chozi kakauka macho ni mwangu. Mungu kajawa na mawazo juzi kakauka machoni mwangu. Ndoto zangu zanifikia, zanifikia, zanifikia. 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 Ndoto zangu zanifikia, zanifikia, zanifikia.
Maya, what an absolute delight to have you in the studio tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your time here in London and around the UK.
Will do. Thank you.
So if any of you want to go and see Maya perform over the next couple of weeks, just go online, put her name in Google and or the search
Facebook.
Engine in Facebook. Facebook her. Facebook. Find out where she's at and go join her and show her how warm and welcoming Britain really is. I'm Lopa Kotari and this is World on Three. On the homepage, you'll find tonight's playlist, pictures of Maya here in the studio. And from Monday, you'll be able to download that session with her for free. Also, while you're in, online, if you click on World Music Archive and go to K for Kenya, you'll find the World Roots programme that I took the opening track from Susanna Owoyo from tonight. So, heading back to Europe now. And music from a man who is so inventive and curious that I don't think it would be amiss to call him a bit of a genius. His name is Christophe Chassol, and he hears music in absolutely everything. This is Est-ce où songer, Petit Soleil, from his latest release, Big Sun. On it, Chassol develops a text of spoken word into a simple melody with bright piano and other subtle mixtures. It's beautiful, quite indescribable.
À ton grand ciel là, il y a des étoiles qui tout en or, c'est des étoiles moins, c'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi, c'est les moins qu'à m'en déveiller à ciel, qui dit faire songer combien moins un main ou doudou. À ton grand ciel là, il y a des étoiles qui tout en or, c'est des étoiles moins, c'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. C'est lui moi qui m'a déveillé à ciel. Il y fait au songer combien moins un main ou doudou. Attends qu'en ciel là, ni en dix étoiles qui tout en or, c'est dix étoiles moins. C'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. C'est lui moi qui m'a déveillé à ciel. Il y fait au songer combien moins un main ou doudou. Attends qu'en ciel là, ni en dix étoiles qui tout en or, c'est dix étoiles moins. C'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. C'est l'imam qui m'a déveillé à ciel. Il y fait au songer combien moins un main ou doudou. Attends qu'en ciel là, ni en dix étoiles qui tout en or, c'est dix étoiles moins. C'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. C'est l'imam qui m'a déveillé à ciel. Il y fait au songer combien moins un main ou doudou. Attends qu'en ciel là, ni en dix étoiles qui tout en or, c'est dix étoiles moins. C'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. C'est l'imam qui m'a déveillé à ciel. Il y fait au songer combien moins un main ou doudou. Attends qu'en ciel là, ni en dix étoiles qui tout en or, c'est dix étoiles moins. C'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. C'est l'imam qui m'a déveillé à ciel. Il y fait au songer combien moins un main ou doudou. Attends qu'en ciel là, ni en dix étoiles qui tout en or, c'est dix étoiles moins. C'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. C'est l'imam qui m'a déveillé à ciel. Il y fait au songer combien moins un main ou doudou. Attends qu'en ciel là, ni en dix étoiles qui tout en or, c'est dix étoiles moins. C'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. C'est l'imam qui m'a déveillé à ciel. Il y fait au songer combien moins un main ou doudou. Attends qu'en ciel là, ni en dix étoiles qui tout en or, c'est dix étoiles moins. C'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. C'est l'imam qui m'a déveillé à ciel. Il y fait au songer combien moins un main ou doudou. Attends qu'en ciel là, ni en dix étoiles qui tout en or, c'est dix étoiles moins. C'est les celles qui savent la peine chez moi. Thank you.
a sliver.
Right.
My ancient soul.
Right.
Made of Congo gold.
Right.
It burned up the sun.
Right.
When I spoke through the drum.
Right.
What a big morning.
Right.
And it won't be long.
Right.
You're gonna look for me.
Right.
And I'll be gone.
Right.
I hear you. I feel you. I see you. I hear you. I feel you. I see you. Black queen, we see you.
Right.
Big crown, baby.
Right.
Go free, we dare.
Right.
Down in Congo Square.
Congo Square, Dee Dee Bridgewater in fine form on her latest album, Dee Dee's Feathers, an album paying tribute to that hotbed of music, the mighty city of New Orleans. 14 songs that take you through 300 years of history of that great city. Congo Square is one of only two that Dee Dee herself has penned on the album. I'm Lobo Gattari and this is World on Three. Time now to dip our toes into the pool of brand new discovery. Yes, it's BBC introducing Pick of the Week time. And this week we've chosen a song from a group who, I have to say, could be difficult to get into the studio. There are 21 of them plus a quartet. They're more of a collective, so they're not really a band. And the music is a bit like a scrapbook or a journal of their travels and the people they've met. London-based producers Giuliano Modarelli and Al McSween have taken recordings that they've collected over the years and mixed them in with some canny improvisation. The result is this.
La gente no milita en los partidos políticos, la gente milita en los medios de comunicación. Porque en última instancia son los medios de comunicación.
todos han comprado. Tan flamenquito en mi beso heredado, poco ble de su cao, empanao.
Indignados from Kefaya, this week's choice from BBC Introducing. In fact, in a few weeks' time, my guest in the studio is going to be a band that we found through BBC Introducing. So if you're still wondering whether to upload your songs or you know someone who is talented but dithering, please make it happen and give us a chance to hear what you have to offer. And maybe yours will be our BBC Introducing choice on the show next week. Now, still to come, the tango of all tangos that I promised you earlier. But first, a taste of Pat Thomas. Back in the 60s, he was one of Ghana's cool cats of high life and Afrobeat. I'm happy to say that he has a new album out, and it's super cool, from the design of the cover to the music within it. This is Odu Biba.
Sawamba, I'm your own baby. potrillo que justo en la raya afloja al llegar y que al regresar parece decir: no olvides, hermano, vos sabes, no hay que jugar. Por una cabeza me dejó de un día de aquella coqueta y risueña mujer que al jurar corriendo el amor que está mintiendo quema en una hoguera todo mi querer. Por una cabeza todas las locuras, tu boca que besa borra la tristeza, calma la amargura. Por una cabeza y ella me olvida. ¿Qué importa perderme mil veces la vida? ¿Para qué vivir? Cuánto desengaño por una cabeza. Yo juré mil veces, no vuelvo a insistir. Pero si un mirar me hiere al pasar, tu boca de fuego otra vez quiero besar. Basta de carreras, se acabó la timba, un final reñido yo no vuelvo a ver. Pero si algún bingo llega a ser fija el domingo, yo me juego entero, ¿qué le voy a hacer? Por una cabeza locura, tu boca que besa borra la tristeza, calma la amargura. Por una cabeza y ella me olvida. ¿Qué importa perderme mil veces la vida? ¿Para qué vivir?
Por una cabeza, a horse racing phrase there, by a head, a song in which a compulsive horse track gambler compares his addiction to his attraction to women. A song that Carlos Gardel wrote with Alfredo Lapera back in 1935. And tragically, they both died in the same plane crash that very year. That song has gone on to appear in many a film. For me, one of the most powerful uses of the tune was in Scent of a Woman, where Al Pacino, a blind ex-army man, dances the tango with a young woman played by Gabrielle Anwar. He won an Oscar for that film, but frankly, I would have given Pacino a special Oscar for that scene alone. Music from European neighbours now. Uplifting modern folk music from Slovakia. The group is called Simply Banda, and they like to give a twist to old folk tunes. And it's followed by a gentle Polish lullaby.
Frajerożka, wielką moc, się byśmy nie spali całą noc, całą noc. Żeby z nami szumnie jechali, jechali, a jeszcze szumniej się stawali, stawali. We'll be right back.
affreti van alte casche tra la tradi di Rom. En fat mei tradi di Rom, oi, oi, tradi di Rom, uas me viu che mendozon tradi. Doch winter die alte Kasche tra la tradi di Rom.
Polish all-female group Bejurt Kelly from their album Yiddish Lullabies and Evening Songs, where they brought new life to beautiful old compositions. Now, Fiddle and Banjo is a Canadian duo, Carnell Sawitsky and Daniel Kulak. I played a track from their album a few weeks ago. Here's another delightful and fresh tune. It's called Little Birdie.
Thank you.
Boise, Idaho's Hill Folk Noir with their own brand of indie folk. That was North Idaho Zombie Rag, not, I hope, a reflection of Hill Folk Noir's own neighbourhood in Boise. I think I can squeeze in a bit more music before our time is up. Here are two title tracks off two albums, a sort of psychedelic pair. Quema, Quema, Quema from Peruvian beatniks Kanaku et el Tigre, and Cavallo Moto from quirky poet come songwriter Macalica, who hails from Minas Gerais in Brazil. So first up, Quema, 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 Burn, Burn, Burn.
Carcalha, nada mais nos detém. Eu não vim explicar, sou um complicador. E não vou recuar, eu sou como um trator. Eu não vim perdoar, sou um acusador. E não vim pra salvar, sou cavalo motor. Thank you.
fé falha e não há mais ninguém. Desça sua mortalha com seu próprio desdém. Não te resta migalhas, nem se leva vintém. Eu não vim explicar, sou um complicador. E não vou recuar, eu sou como um trator. Eu não vou perdoar, sou um acusador. E não vim pra salvar, sou cavalo doutor. Eu não vim explicar, sou um complicador. E não vou recuar, eu sou como um trator. Eu não vou perdoar, sou um acusador. E não vim pra salvar, sou cavalo motor.
That is about it for tonight. Remember, from Monday, you can download tonight's session with Maya von Lecco from the World on Three homepage. I'm Lapa Kotari. I'll be back next Friday when we'll be coming to you from the Durbar Festival, a showcase for some of the best Indian classical music around. But I'll leave you tonight with Ayub Ogada and Trevor Warren, yet another standout track from their debut album, Kodi. Till next week, good night.
Eu paro chenda tenka. Ele é um pouco chupor, nada, e de nem mande. Agom bomba. E monha do bomba. E miola. E para moia. Paranoia, paranoia,
Yeah, to double giribe, we'll be weaving to watch again.
hau intokika tokan algie guardan diñi me kamare kamare ma piño solo kore piño mer piño mer
piño tar
o tar
piño mahundo
chagi leko die ya
hi parahoya
ana peño u
hi parahoya
unu parahoya
hi parahoya
Paranoia,
e paranoia,
e paranoia,
e paranoia.
I'm John Shea and welcome to another edition of Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. I'm starting today with a concert from October 2013. The Costa Rican Giancarlo Guerrero conducts the Norwegian Radio Orchestra in the first symphonies by Prokofiev and Sibelius. And in between, there's another Prokofiev first, his Violin Concerto in D. That's the key of his first symphony too. Not that Prokofiev's mercurial side made him a natural symphonist, at least not according to the 19th century model. So the 26-year-old composer set Haydn as his example. When I saw that the idea was beginning to work, Prokofiev later wrote, I called it the classical symphony.
Thank you.